All right, another edition of the Lanyap Show. It is Friday night, January 8th, 2021. The first Lanyap Show of the new year. I got Kelly on Skype, man. What's up?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Look, I'm gonna bring that over there. See, that's Kelly right there in this little picture, the little phone deal. That's him. It's just a phone. It's an image of a phone. So I'm going to do the video, right? So I'm here on my webcam. What's up, y'all? And Kelly's just going to be the phone. You're going to come into studio to do this show sometimes, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just tonight is the first time. We a little bit later in the evening.
Maybe twice a month go in and twice a month do it over the phone.
Oh, they got to see your pretty face, man.
They don't want to turn the camera off.
My buddy Kelly, again, who's going to be my co-host now. I mean, I don't know exactly how. Look, we're going to try to do a once-a-week show. That's what we're going to try to do. And talk about whatever's going on. We got some. I definitely want to talk about the Saints and the NFL playoffs coming up this weekend because that is a big deal.
Yep.
And really, I mean, we used to do a Saints talk podcast, which we had fun for a few seasons doing that, and we get three or four people going on, and we talk a lot of noise, but that was always fun.
Oh yeah.
All right, before we get really rocking and rolling and started, you're not drinking anything, huh?
No, if I need to get something, I got some water in the ice box.
Oh,
ain't nobody drinking alcohol over here.
Oh, I got me a, this is one of my favorite things right now. See if I can get this, if you can really get the color. I don't know if you can really get the color. It is red, but it's a little bit more translucent than I think what shows up on the web camera. It's a Galliano, some cranberry juice, and a little bit of Sprite put in there. I normally use club soda, but we went to McDonald's. The kids wanted Happy Meals, so I got a little Sprite. Galliano's like a licorice, but it's like a vanilla licorice. So like it's so super sweet with the vanilla that it's not as bad, the licorice taste. The sweetness really rounds it out. So I recommend it. Uh-huh. The bottle's absolutely beautiful. It's not going to fit anywhere in your cabinets or anything because it's huge. It doesn't even fit in my bar.
Wow.
I have to keep it. Well, we got a bar cart, though.
Oh.
One of those.
I'm telling you, if there's a drink that nobody thinks about, and you don't want to drink in it.
I've never heard of this. Yeah, this is totally made up. This is mine. Galliano and cranberry juice is absolutely wonderful. The tartness and the sweetness, too. So you have double sweetness from the cranberry juice. Ocean Spray, by the way, is the best. And so, because I'm not a big fan of, like, black jelly beans, you know, that licorice flavor.
Yeah.
But I do like the Twizzlers, like the cherry licorice. I like that. And I find when you put enough sweetness in it, you can still get that funky taste, but it's really good because it's sweet. And then club soda or Sprite kind of make it a little bit fizzy and not so concentrated. Water it down a little bit. Super good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, all sir. Right. Okay. You would hate it. You would hate it.
Yeah, I would. It don't sound good at all.
I got some natural light for you in the fridge.
Okay.
That natural ice. Isn't that like the cheapest ever? The natural ice. That's got to be the
something
worst,
like
right?
That.
Not even natural light. Yeah. Like natural ice, I think is what it is. It's
the
just
first
water.
Thing I ever started. Yeah. Some of them cheap ones, just like drinking piss.
Oh, well, yeah, I think actually, it's like watered down piss for the natural ice because it's like 90% water. You have to drink 20 of them to get a buzz. But you're hydrated, man.
Oh, yeah, you get hydrated. Get
for sure.
Get that H2O in your system.
For sure.
A headache, awful water.
Man, there's all kind of things going on. I was like, what are we going to talk about? There's always plenty of things to talk about. The politics are nuts. Did you get a chance to watch my video I put up on Facebook yesterday? And BitChute, by the way.
No, I didn't see it yet.
It's like
I glanced at it, but I didn't watch it.
It's like 40 minutes long, and I'm dropping like about an F-bomb a minute, pretty much, bitching about the media.
Yeah, crazy.
It's anything
just for news.
It's the way that they, I mean, they're at this point, they're obviously one-sided. I mean, all politics aside, okay? Let's just look at the media for what they do. At this point, it's got to be obvious that they favor one political side over the other tremendously, and like all of the media, anything that doesn't do it is some kind of left-wing right-wing conspiracy. If you are not doing everything the mainstream media is doing, you're right-wing conspiracy, period. That's just how they treat it. Which is totally stupid. It's bunk. I mean, these journalists don't do any work. Those of you who are watching this video or listening to this podcast, if you don't know the video I'm talking about, go to the Lon Yop Show on BitChute and watch the video. It's called "The Media is Scum." And this, of course, we're going to do this more on BitChute. I'm no longer even concerned with YouTube. I'm not touching YouTube. They can all go to hell and their censorship. And because they're, you know, YouTube, you remember when YouTube started, the stuff that they would have on there, the G.I. Joe, you remember bum fights?
Yeah. It took all that down.
Oh, dude. It's all like banned and blocked and stuff like that. And they bury everything too. They want to be the next Netflix. That's what YouTube wants to be. They want to be Netflix. They want to give movie studios money to produce stuff like, well, you remember Cobra Kai and stuff. They want to produce movies and videos. Will Smith is a priority creator. CNN, ABC, Fox News, all of them. When you go to YouTube now and you go to the homepage, and I can do that. I'm going to pull it up just to show people. If you go and you do that, the stuff like that comes up on YouTube is, it's all priority creators, no independent stuff. What was some of the favorite stuff when YouTube was kind of really first starting out and becoming what it was? What was some of your favorite videos on there? You remember the G.I. Joe stuff?
G.I. Joe.
They overdubbed the G.I. Joe cartoons. You don't remember that? And everyone would end, G.I. Joe.
No, I didn't remember that. Well, I'm trying to think of some of them. Who was our boy, the rapper?
Oh, yeah. Eli.
Eli. Florida,
this is, I wanted to put it on video, but it's actually pulling up my account. I'd have to log out to really show you. But, I mean, you can go to trending, and it pulls up stuff. Priority creators. You know, stuff that we would never do. Anyways, this is pointless what I'm doing for the video, so let me just close that. But anyways, man, you remember the Star Wars kid that was, he was pretending he had this stick that was a lightsaber, and he was going nuts, and he, like, hurt himself or something. All those awesome videos, and the farting preacher, you remember that? Some good stuff.
No, I actually don't.
Well, what about the cussing preacher? Your memory's getting bad, bro. The cussing preacher. The one that would go on and say, "I'm God, F you," and stuff like that.
No, I actually don't remember that.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, well, and it's all gone now.
That was a bunch of raunchy ones you probably watched without me.
Oh, man, you got to remember Reverend X, dude.
Oh, I know some Marvin C.
No, well, that is still available.
Get down on it.
Ride it like a pony, baby.
What? Them listeners don't know nothing about that.
Hey, you got to check out a Christmas song. Oh my gosh, what is it? It's King. He's Southern Soul. It's King something, and his I think it's called like Merry Christmas, Y'all, or something like that. He put that out a month or two ago. And I guarantee you, and you guys are watching this, if you want to get a good laugh, type this up in YouTube and go find it. Just put Southern Soul King Christmas song or something like that. You'll find it. It'll come up. Like the last like 30 seconds of the song, he just goes, Merry Christmas, cuh, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, cuh, love you, cuh. Merry Christmas, cuh, love you, cuh. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, cuh, love you, cuh. Love you, cuh. Merry Christmas, cuh, love you, cuh. He just does that for like the last 30 seconds. It's incredible. It's incredible. I think it's not, God, I forget what it's, I don't know. Southern Soul, though. Southern Soul is some fun music. It's fun. I don't know if it's necessarily good, but I mean, a lot of these guys really can sing because they start in the church, but then they just take it to a totally different place. That ain't some holy songs they sing.
Oh, I bet it's not.
Oh, all right, man. I guess we can talk a little NFL playoffs. Why don't we?
Sure. Sounds good.
Let's look. How much football have you been watching? I know you've been working hard and all of that. I don't know how much of the season you've actually seen, but you've seen a little bit here and there, right?
I've seen a pretty good amount. Not maybe 50% of the games, maybe. I watch pretty much a good bit of the teams play, but this better be a year getting into the bowl.
Got to. I mean, Drew's about done. There's a lot of talk that he's going to retire this year. And one person says a little thing, and they say they think, and then everybody blows it. Everybody wants to jump on board and get that trending article. They want all the clicks. So everybody jumps on board. They're all talking about one guy who thought, you know, he thinks. Drew Brees never said anything, but he thinks. And then so somebody said it, and everybody wants it viral. Everybody wants the story. They want to drive traffic to their website. So they all repeat that same one guy. So, yeah, you've seen it 50 different places, but it's all from the same one guy. So is Drew Brees going to retire? I don't know. That is the narrative. As I pull up the playoff bracket here, I'm going to look at the early game.
Honestly,
the first game.
I think he will. After this year.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
If he still don't win a title again, I mean, what makes you think he's going to win it next year?
I mean,
he's loaded. He's loaded with talent right now.
Well, you don't want him to to fall apart, man. I wanted to pull this up so the people could see here, trying to pull up the bracket for the video. But at
the
very least,
how much more does he want to get hurt before he retires? You know?
I think as long as he gets another one, he's so competitive, dude. He really is. I don't know if people know how competitive. You know, Drew Brees, he's not just going to practice and always being the first one there and the last one to leave his entire career. He's not just doing that because he's a good guy. He's doing it because he's fucking competitive, because he fucking wants to win. You know, like people think, oh, he's such a good guy, he's such a great one. Yeah, because he fucking wants to win, dude. It's not just, oh, it's a great character. You know, he is a great character. He's got a great character. He does a lot of stuff for the community. But the reason why he works so damn hard and is because he wants to fucking win. So if he doesn't get it, I don't know. He might be fine where he is in life. You know, he's got all the money in the world, but it could still be grinding in that stomach of his, wanting to get it one more. You get so close. You know, the Saints really had a rough season. Michael Thomas been out pretty much the whole season. They tried to rush him back. I think it was his ankle or whatever, never fully healed. He was still going to practice and stuff and trying to get back. He never got back to 100%. The receivers weren't getting open, and they said, okay, look, we're going to the playoffs. We don't even want you practicing. Heal the fuck up. Heal that leg and get ready to go, because practicing, it's delaying it. So let's look right now, though. The first game is going to be at noon 05, or is it 1:05? They're doing this Central Time. We're in Central Time. It says 1:05 p.m. Yeah, there might be something that somewhere else on this page that says all these times specific. But anyways, first game, Bills against Colts. You know how many times, I was telling my wife this, you know how many times I think the Bills would have made the playoffs had they not been in the same division as the New England Patriots?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean,
so, but crazy. Now the Patriots suck.
Oh, I love it.
You used to be a big Patriots fan, man.
Yeah. A lot changed since then, though. And it's funny how y'all thought by going to get Cam Newton, y'all going to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Not at all. makes me really happy. I actually have some friends and family that wanted to pull for Cam Newton now. Because, I didn't get it. Now that Cam was on a different team and he wasn't in our division, they wanted to pull for him. They wanted to see him do good. And they wanted, because they also wanted it, the Patriots' success not to just be Tom Brady. Right? Yeah. So they wanted to see the Patriots continue to have success with Cam Newton. That way they can say, well, it wasn't just Tom Brady that did it. Let me tell you something. Tom Brady is a bazillion times better than Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah.
You know? There ain't no doubt about it.
I think Cam had more rushing touchdowns than passing touchdowns. Ain't no quarterbacks do that.
You know, with Carolina, I got to admit, I didn't watch a ton of New England Patriots games this year. I did see them three or four times throughout the season. But with Carolina, when Cam Newton was quarterback, they really wouldn't score unless they would get the ball at least on their own 45 or better.
Yeah.
If they started their drive inside their own 45-yard line or so, they were not going the whole field to score. They weren't doing it.
Yep.
But they had a great defense that would give them turnovers and give them excellent field position, and they had a couple good returners. And so, you know, they did put up points a few times a game where they would start off in great field position. But other than that, if they had to go 90 yards, Cam Newton wasn't doing it.
Oh, no.
But we're talking about Cam and the Panthers. But the game is the Bills and the Colts. The Bills have been kind of rolling, man. They are the number two seed. If it wouldn't be for the Chiefs, who, I mean, it's the chefs.
Yeah, they're unbelievable.
And it really...
basically,
go ahead.
Turn it on at any time. They can basically turn it on at any time and win at the end. They showed it in the Super Bowl, too, against an awesome 49ers defense. And they did it to us this year. When they really needed the plays, they got them to win the game. I mean, they just play very consistent.
Look, I do not like Patrick Mahomes. I don't like him. He walks like a sissy. I don't know. He's got a little prance of a walk. And I think it's because he's got big hips or whatever. That was whatever. But I like to make fun of him. But I don't like Patrick Mahomes. For no other reason.
I never noticed that.
Oh, yeah, he walks funny, dude. That dude walks funny. Look it up. Look
at
it.
Just the best. He's the best quarterback in football.
That's why I don't like him. Oh, he's too damn good. Man. He's too damn good.
He's like Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Deshaun Watson all in one body.
Listen. The Saints lost by, what, 3 points to them, and the Saints didn't play their greatest game. But it was Patrick Mahomes that won that game. The Chiefs didn't win that game. Patrick Mahomes won that game. He was incredible. Yeah. I mean, the Saints were nailing him. They were blitzing him. They were putting him on his ass. But sometimes they, you know, you got to stop them 3 to 4 downs to either get a turnover down or to punt. You might have stopped them once or twice. But on that third down, he's going to get you. You know, like, you can't stop them all the time. you can buss him and you can sack him and sack him and sack him, but occasionally he's going to make you miss. And when he makes you miss, good night. He's going to find somebody 70 yards downfield. I mean, he's just unbelievable.
He has the deep threats downfield. And they got the running backs. I mean, he just has a way of scrambling. And he's like a Brett Favre, but way better. Moving around, scrambling, and finding the wide open receivers.
Well, better than the old man Favre. I mean, he does look a lot like Favre did when Favre was young. And he's got Kelce, who's an incredible tight end, a pass-catching tight end. Now, the Saints, I mean, couldn't handle him. I don't know anybody that can handle him. But, again, Bills and Colts. So if I click this deal here, it's going to give us a preview. Oh, I don't want a big old article.
It's gonna be crazy to see the quarterback for the Colts.
Yeah, actually Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, yeah.
He had some time with the Chargers, I think a few playoff appearances, but it was Chargers were never the same after Drew Brees. And Phillip Rivers, I think he's a good quarterback. I really do, but it's just not the same, man.
It's a team game.
It is. And he can kind of be a little hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a little emotional, put it that way.
Yes, he is. He gets fired up.
Mm-hmm. I think the Bills, though, and their record speaks to this, they're a more complete team than the Colts are. You've seen what happened with the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. You know how New York's been absolutely ravaged with the coronavirus from some of Cuomo's mishandlings. But, you know, a lot of these businesses have gone under. They've tanked. They're really in lockdown mode. They've been there probably more than anybody else in the country, aside from maybe California. But then the Bills made the playoffs, and they're going to host a playoff game for, like, the first time in, like, 20-something years. So you know what the governor, Andrew Cuomo, does? He says, you know what? This is going to be a great opportunity to start to maybe we're going to test if we can do some things to slightly open up the economy again, maybe ease the lockdown a little bit. And you know what? Just to show you I'm big and brave, I'm going to go to the game, too. There's limited capacity, but I'm going to go to the game to show you it's okay. Yeah, that fucker just wanted to go to the game. The Bills fan said, it's a limited capacity. Some of us have been waiting our whole lives to go to a home Bills playoff game, and you dirty freaking rat, you think you're going? Screw you. Over 40,000 Bills fans signed a petition to say, no, if you show up to that stadium, we're going to protest you. We're going to chant you out of the fucking building, pal.
Wow.
And he sold his tickets. He sold his tickets, or he gave them away, rather, to a nurse. So Cuomo is not going to the game.
He thought it was going to fly under the radar once the game in there.
You know, he thought, it was for the good of the people. You know, he's doing this for everybody. He's being brave. He's being brave going out there. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? You think Rivers and the Colts got a shot against the Bills?
I don't think so. I think the Bills just rolling.
Bills are favored by 6.5.
I think the only team on that side that would really give them hell is the Chiefs. I mean, the Pittsburgh is good too, but they've been showing signs of weakness.
Oh, yeah, especially lately. I mean, they've kind of been almost on a losing streak. I think they celebrated once after they broke the losing streak. They were celebrating just winning one game, you know. They haven't had a good second half of the season. You're right. So I'm going Bills. You're going Bills?
Yep.
All right, let's see. Our next game on Saturday afternoon is going to be... And this is on the other side, so let me pull myself to the other side of the video. So we got the Rams at the Seahawks.
Ooh, this will be a key.
And the Seahawks are only favored by 3.
Yeah, I think they're going to win that.
Seahawks are playing really hot.
You never know.
A lot of people are scared. I think the Rams' defense is still pretty good. The offense has just not been as good as they have been in previous years. I don't know why. Like, the quarterback, I think the passing game may not be clicking as well. I don't know if the running game's clicking either. They just haven't. The offense hasn't been there.
Nope. I think they shift too many people around and lose, like, receivers. And they had Todd Gurley as a running back. Then they had, in that Super Bowl they had played in, they had C.J. Anderson or whoever had running back balling during the Super Bowl. The next year he's off the team. Like, really? Yeah, I think they move people around too much. Like, they overthink things too much, because when every time I watch their games, it's some different people. Like, man, y'all don't give y'all players a chance to really get good.
Yeah, young coaching staff there. Well, at least young head coach.
So. Always moving people around. Never the same people. Like, man, how are they supposed to gel and be good?
That may be the issue there. I don't know, because they certainly don't seem as in sync as they have been in years past. Obviously, just coming in as the 6th seed, the 2nd-to-last seed. In fact, they would have still made it. We got the new playoff format, you know. But I think it's going to be a hell of a game, because these two teams know each other pretty good. Seahawks only favored by 3, and they give you 3 at home. Vegas does. So they're basically saying it's kind of like a push. It's kind of like a split. I do think the Seahawks are the more complete team, and I think at this point you got to go with complete teams. The Rams would have to have a hell of a game. They would have to play, you know, probably at their best to win, which is totally possible. But if they don't, I don't think the Seahawks have to play their best to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give the Seahawks the edge there. You going Seahawks too?
Yes, sir.
There we go. So we're 2 for 2 here, and we go back to the Saturday night game, and it's, wow, can you believe?
Cleveland Brown.
No, this is
Pittsburgh Steelers, huh?
No, that's the Sunday. We're on still on Saturday. It is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, yes.
Going to play the Washington football team.
Football team.
At Washington. It's a home game for Washington. No matter how terrible they've been, they've got a home game.
beat Tom Brady and his little munchkins. Come on. We don't want to see Antonio Brown win diddly crap.
Dude, I went absolutely hysterical when the Saints were playing the Bucs and Tom Brady threw like 4 interceptions. It was just so terrible. He was throwing them straight to the defense. I was rolling. Trish recorded a video of me, and she was sending it to everybody. But I guarantee you, I laughed for at least 15, 20 minutes straight. I was scaring my children because I couldn't stop laughing. I went through a laughing fit. It was absolutely hysterical. They wrecked Tom Brady and the Buccaneers so badly. It was disgusting. I mean, if that was my football team, like if I was the coach, I would have thought about, I don't know, I would have thought about retiring. It was that bad. So, I think I'm going Bucks here. I don't want them to win, but the Washington football team.
Alex Smith's way better right now than Tom Brady is. And you just never know.
You got a point there.
And it's a home game. I mean, you just can't overlook some of that stuff. But I hope Tom Brady throws 4 picks in that game. I hope they out the first round. Goodbye.
I mean, that would be great. And so let's look at it though. So let's say the I mean, I really want to call them the Redskins. It's so hard not to call them the Redskins.
Yeah.
But let's say the football team wins.
They're just a football team.
Yep. Let's say they win, and everybody else holds serve. So Seattle wins 2, and say the Saints win. The Saints would play Seattle. But if the Rams would beat Seattle and the football team would beat the Bucks, then the Saints would play the football team. So that's what would have to happen for the Saints to get matched up against them.
Yeah.
I would love to get matched up against. I don't know. You know, Washington always gives the Saints a lot of trouble. But when you're picking and you're looking through, I mean, none of them you want. You want the Bucs, actually, if you're the Saints, I guess. I guess you want the Bucs because you've murdered them.
Well.
Exactly.
We swept them this year.
I don't know about the Rams. I'm still iffy on, even though they haven't been having a great year. The Seahawks, we don't have a good history with the Seahawks. We really don't. Really don't.
I don't want no part of Green Bay in Green Bay.
Somebody's got to beat them for us.
I want somebody to knock them off. On any other field, on any other day, but because it's snowing, I don't like our chances.
Well,
at all.
Listen, I mean, this is not the 1950s, 1960s. You know, they still have things underneath Lambeau Field that melts that down a little bit, although I don't know how well it works because there was snow the last time I seen them play at Lambeau Field.
But Drew's terrible in rain and snow.
But
I
we can
do not want to
the
see
Saints
us.
Can run the ball.
Look, yeah, we don't know that. We don't know we can run it in the snow. We don't know that.
Well,
all I know is every year we play in some elements, we get screwed.
You got Alvin Kamara that was out. All the Saints running backs were out. They had to do, because of COVID, last week. And they had a heck of a running game last week with Ty Montgomery and forget the other kid's name. But I thought they ran the ball really well. So I think the running game's there. And it really starts with the offensive line.
But, I mean, that's in excellent conditions. I mean, that's in a building. I mean, that all goes out the window when you're standing on the field and it's snowing all over you. You're not used to that.
You still think Green Bay has the advantage there then? Because they don't run the ball worth a crap.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers could still throw all day in that snow. They used to that.
Yeah.
Our players go stand over there and like, oh my God, it's so cold. Oh my God, it's so cold. That's all they got in their head.
I seen what he did against the Titans, and he was throwing all over them like it was a beautiful, warm summer day.
Exactly. Man.
Oh, you ain't lying with that.
A few years back, we beat Carolina at home in New Orleans. And I was so confident we were going to beat them in Carolina. But guess what? It was pouring down, raining that day. And Drew couldn't throw.
Yeah, I remember.
Worth nothing. And we got spanked that game. And I kept saying, man, if it would have only been some pretty weather, it could have been different.
Well,
it's not like we played at all this year in the snow. We didn't see snow all year.
Nope.
It don't even snow in our state, but every once in a blue moon.
Oh, I got some pictures when we got about this much of snow. Oh, you can't see in the video.
No.
Yeah, like a quarter inch. We got a spotty quarter inch a few years ago.
We just have to hope somebody else knocks them off.
All right, what's the early game Sunday? We're looking at Ravens at Titans. That is going to be a barn burner. I think
that's a rematch from last year.
Yeah, man.
Tennessee knocked them off.
Think they're going to do it again old Dookie helmet? I know you like old Dookie helmet. Look like he got a big Dookie turd sticking out the back of his helmet. You know what I'm talking about, Henry, the running back.
That's my favorite running back in the NFL. That's a grown man. That's grown man running the ball.
Yes, sir.
Ask Josh Norman what kind of man he is. he stiff-armed him and made him cut a flip.
I still call him old Dookie helmet, though.
Oh, was loving that boy. All the years in Carolina, he was talking that smack. And Norman on the sideline hit him with that stiff arm. He flew. I was like, oh, my God. Don't even get it away. When you watch them play, some of them players jump out of the way. They don't want none of him. Those little cornerbacks and safeties, when he gets out there, they don't want none of him.
You always like those power runners, man, like Steven Jackson.
Man. Him and Steven Jackson, boy. Because they don't do nothing special. They just run north and south, and they'll run over you. That's why I like Taysom Hill, too. Taysom Hill, he'll just run the ball over all the linebackers.
He'll put his shoulder down and bow.
This dude's supposed to be a quarterback.
Get it.
This dude's running over linebackers. I know they say, golly, this dude is a freak. I don't know where this dude, what planet this dude's from.
But the Ravens can run the ball, too, man. You got Mark Ingram. And you got, what's his face? Hooked on Phonics Lamar. Didn't work for me. That guy.
Lamar Jackson.
His mom's his agent.
He's unbelievable. And he'll make all the Nintendo plays all game long. Tecmo football plays. But at some point in the game, when the pressure's on, he messes up. He turns the ball over or something.
I just don't think he's mentally there.
Yeah. All Tennessee got to do is have a good run game, keep the ball out of his hands, and make the pressure even more great, knowing he's only going to get a certain amount of possessions. Just move the ball. Pick up your first downs, running the ball. Kill the clock. Keep the ball out of their hands.
It's going to be a hell of a one to watch, man. I'm telling you, though. That's probably...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Saints game is the one, obviously, I'm most nervous about because we're diehard Saints fans. But I think watching a football game for fun, I think Rams-Seahawks is interesting. But this Ravens-Titans game, that is going to be fun. It's at Tennessee. I don't know what the weather is going to be like there. Kind of cold here. If it's cold here, it's cold throughout the country. So,
oh yeah,
we'll see. You going Tennessee?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to pull a prediction. I gotta make up my mind here. I think because they're at home. Even though because they're at home, I'm going Tennessee too.
I just think they've had so much success lately that they can carry that into this game. And they've been in the playoffs the last couple of years and went 4 last year.
The Ravens.
AFC Championship game last year.
And the Ravens, I mean, are coming in at the 5th seed. They haven't been as dominant this season as they were last season, and I think teams are starting to, you know, that read option only works for a little while until teams start, you know, actually looking at film on it and stuff. Then they start to read the plays because you only have so many, and they start to pick up on those tendencies. Like a poker player, everybody's got their tells, and eventually you're going to solve Lamar Jackson. He's just an incredible athlete. He might not have it all upstairs, but he's an incredible athlete, and they'll get you every now and again. But I think that puzzle, at least this year, might have been solved. I mean, they are coming in at the fifth seed. So, yeah, well, let's go. We'll go Tennessee. So, me and you agree so far on all of these. We did pick Buccaneers. Right? Wait, what did we pick last game? I say we agreed. You think Buccaneers are going to beat Washington football team?
That's so hard up in the air because I kind of have a feeling that it's going to be an upset. I have a feeling that Alex Smith's going to carry them to win that game.
Well, that wouldn't be an upset because the football team is a number four seed. They are at home. It really is an upset when you look at the records, but I know what you're saying. But technically,
well, everybody
you know,
expects Tom Brady to go to the Super Bowl, but I have a feeling that Washington's probably playing more of a team football game than all-around better team.
Kelly, you're making me a believer. I'm going with you. We're going Washington football team on this.
I mean, they're in the playoffs for a reason. I mean, I think Tampa just kind of they lucked up to even make the playoffs.
We've picked the higher seed on all of these so far. I agree with you, though. All right.
And they're at home. I mean, if Tom Brady don't play better than what we've seen him play, well, it's good night, Irene.
Oh, yeah. Well, Saints-Bears, man. Sunday afternoon.
Oh, we're going to beat the brakes off the Bears.
You think so?
Now, if we played in Chicago, I think it would be more of a tight game. It'd be hard.
I agree.
Because we just have a tendency on – there's certain teams we play away, and they give us fits. And
you got to look at the history.
Be one of the
harder. Right.
But at home – we don't have to worry about weather or nothing. We're going to have AK-41 back. We're going to have Michael Thomas back.
I mean,
we got Emmanuel Sanders. My boy Jared Allen. Jerry Cook's starting to catch some touchdowns every game.
Boy, he's bad, though. He's been a huge disappointment. He could have been so much better. He's been bad. He's been bad, yeah. Dude. Turned down my mic a little bit. I clipped it out. I seen there. But okay. So let me do my analysis here. So the Saints did play the Bears earlier this season. Saints eked out a field goal, I believe in overtime. And they didn't play their best game. They really didn't play their best game. I don't think Michael Thomas was in there. The receivers weren't getting open. It was not the best. Okay. And the Bears, I don't think, were as good as they are now either. But I was looking at some graphic, I believe, the last game they had showed that was like Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. You put those three guys together have only played something like so many quarters. It ended up being like, I don't know, four games together out of the entire season. They've only played enough quarters together to amount to like maybe four games because somebody was hurt. You know, 16 games, only like four of them where Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, and Alvin Kamara were together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just somebody was always hurt. The Saints were never 100%. I think this is kind of what scares me. I would say the Saints are averaging something like anywhere from 28, 32 points a game. They are going to get three touchdowns. The Bears, for the whole, I would say, two-thirds of the season, were only averaging – no, I mean the Saints get four touchdowns is what I mean. The Bears were only averaging like three touchdowns. They were scoring anywhere from 20 to 24 points for the first two-thirds of the season. But if you look at the Bears' schedule, you go back and look, their last three games or so, three or four games, they've been scoring like 30, 40 points. Like all of a sudden, they've been scoring, man. And I don't know what to attribute it to. I haven't watched them close enough. But even when they went up, I believe, against Green Bay, it was, they were still putting a ton of points on the board. So have they found some offensive firepower? And if so, if that's like legit, then you have to throw out the first two thirds of the season. Then you're really looking at a 30 point per game team versus a 30 point per game team. That's what scares me a little bit. Or do the Saints put them back in their place and keep them to a three touchdown team, you know, scoring anywhere from 21 to 24 points, and the Saints do their thing and they continue to be a four touchdown team anywhere from 28 to 34 points? What do you think?
Yeah, I think with our defense being healthy, we should be able to keep them in check. The only thing is we don't have the sound home field sound, you know, with all the loud noise, and so it's going to give them even more a chance too. But I think we should easily beat the Bears. Mitchell Trubisky is terrible.
I did see. Dude, by the way,
atrocious.
Trey Hendrickson is out with a neck injury. So he came back for one game, man. Did awesome again, and Hendrickson is out again. And he's been huge. He has been absolutely huge for the Saints defense. They've been able to go without him, but, I mean, it is night and day when he's in the lineup because, you know, they like to double Cam Jordan. When you got Hendrickson in there, they ain't doubling Cam Jordan. I mean, they can get all they can handle with those guys. And Onyemata has been great and stuff. But Hendrickson has really been an absolute spark for that defensive line, and it's going to suck not having him in there. But if he has to skip this one, the Saints can win. Great, skip it, get healthy, because we are absolutely going to need, if the Saints are going to win a Super Bowl, Hendrickson's going to have to play for some of these games. He has to. They can't do it without it, because they need that defensive line to be dominant. The secondary is okay, but you need the pressure from the defensive line to take up from where the secondary kind of falls short. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you think the Saints are going to, you think we're going to be breathing easy on Sunday afternoon?
I think we'll beat them by like 10. It's not going to be a blowout nearly, but we should beat them by like 2 possessions.
I want to say 24 to 32. What's that, 8?
Yeah.
It's kind of what I'm looking at. Well, at 24 to 34, that would be 10. I'd be okay maybe saying that. So I'm kind of in the same ballpark as you, 8 to 10 points, possibly, you know, 2 possessions. So I'm a little bit more worried because the Bears have scored a lot of points recently. If that was just some kind of fluke or whatever, the Saints, you know, if Hendrickson was back in the lineup, I would say, oh, maybe Bears only scored 21, 18 to 21. But Hendrickson not in there. I'm going to give him up to like 24. Some of that might be last second trying to just get a little bit on the board in desperation. I don't know. I do think the Saints win, though. I'm not trying to jinx us as Saints fans. You know, we're going to make some predictions here, but I don't think that's going to jinx us. I think we're all right here. And then we got the Sunday night game, which is really, that is the Sunday night game. The Steelers and the Brownies is the Sunday night game. What do you think about that one? Go ahead.
Let me tell you this. If the Browns actually beat Pittsburgh, look out, because they already believe in themselves, but that would be huge for their you know, their mental state coming in and beating them. Because they were all hyped up. Pittsburgh was undefeated. And that to come in the playoffs and beat Pittsburgh, I mean, they can give some teams a fit.
And Pittsburgh has been struggling, you know, the last quarter of the season. So there's a very good possibility for that. The Browns, Again,
they got talent.
They do have talent. You're right.
They got receivers. They got a quarterback. I mean,
Kelly, I think we're leaning the same way on it. But do you think they pull off the upset? You think they do? You wanna do it? I mean, there's no money on the line. I'm doing it. I'm gonna say it. I say Browns over Steelers. I'm doing it. Browns over Steelers.
I have a good feeling about it. I mean,
the Steelers are not a hugely high scoring team. I would have to go back and look. I could be saying something that's totally false, but from my recollection from this season, I don't know the numbers, but at Pittsburgh, at Pittsburgh, okay. Like some people call them Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I just have a feeling that there's going to be a huge upset game. And that could very well be it.
Go Brownies. Go Brownies.
Who they? Who they?
that's the Bengals. You know they call them the Bengals, not the Bengals?
Really?
All the national media calls them the Bengals. Like those bracelets Madonna used to wear, the Bengals.
Man, bruh. The Carolina Panthers got Deshaun Watson.
Oh, they did? They did go?
Yeah.
How'd they do that already? The season's not over. How did they get Deshaun Watson? What are you talking about? That happened?
They posted it. They already traded him.
They've already traded him.
Yeah, because those two teams are not in the playoffs. So I guess they willing and dealing already.
No way.
He's going to Carolina. You got Matt Ryan, Drew Brees. Deshaun Watson and Tom Brady all in one division.
I see potential trades. When did this break?
Man, I seen that earlier when I was over here at the house. Now, I'd be lying if I tell you exactly where I seen it, but I was flipping through Facebook.
Well, I see rumor. I see a lot of potential. I don't know if it's official. I don't know if they can do that, but it does look that is the rumor that they're going after him. Well, what's wrong? They don't like Teddy? They don't like Teddy? What's wrong with Teddy?
Yeah, but Deshaun is 10 times better than Teddy.
Look.
Deshaun Watson, in my opinion, is just as good as Patrick Mahomes. If he's not the best quarterback in football, just like Patrick or Ty for the best, he's second best.
You know,
he's unbelievable.
I'll be totally honest with you. If I could go around the NFL and pick a quarterback who's active to be the successor for Drew Brees, I'm picking Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, this dude is unbelievable.
I agree.
Even with some trash teams.
I agree. I don't want him in Carolina. They got Teddy, man. We just gave y'all Teddy. Why don't y'all keep Teddy? What's wrong with Teddy?
Yeah,
keep Teddy. I like Teddy. Keep Teddy.
Don't
leave Deshaun alone. He's for us. Can we get him as a backup?
right.
Leave that man alone.
Apparently, Teddy's going to go to Houston.
So they're getting rid of Teddy. So they want to do a straight-up trade for trade. What is Houston thinking?
Houston's throwing a bunch of stuff at him. No, they're throwing a bunch of stuff in the deal.
For Teddy.
I seen it earlier. It showed his picture and everybody else is being traded away. And everybody was commenting underneath it, saying if they thought it was worth it or not. But I can't find it no more.
Wow. What about J.J. Watt?
He's done.
I don't understand. Look, I like Teddy. Okay, Teddy is he ain't gonna lose the game. He's not gonna lose the game for you. You're not gonna lose a game and say, "Damn it!" If it was, you know, Teddy fucking threw that game away. No, because he hardly turns the ball over. He's not a turnover machine. I know he's had it.
Yeah.
Some people are gonna say, "Well, look at his numbers this year with Carolina." Yeah. He had a rough year with Carolina because he's playing on a sucky team, but it's not all Teddy's fault. He really don't take a whole lot of risk, so he really don't turn the ball over a lot. But at the same time, he don't take a lot of risk, so he ain't going to win the fucking game for you either. You go, exactly. You go score 15 to 18 points a game.
In order to win in the NFL is hard, especially without having a really good quarterback. If you're not even taking chances downfield and, like, he's just not showing enough to say, hey, he's going to get you over the hump, you know? You need a quarterback that got some type of far to him.
No, far
only
to
about
him.
Only about five teams have that type of quarterback. But every team is in the search for an elite quarterback, but it's hard to find.
Yeah, well, it ain't a look. But I mean, Teddy's kind of that game manager. Look, Trent Dilfer won it for the Ravens when they had that unbelievable defense and they took it to the Giants. And Dilfer was no much more than a game manager. And you know, Teddy could be that too. It's just also that was, what, 15 years ago in the NFL? The league has changed quite a bit from that too. So I don't know, man. That is pretty shocking, though.
You just have to have a lot of things go your way. I mean, defense and offense.
I'm looking
at a team game.
It is. And you got to have depth, too. I know a lot of local people were saying that this is the best depth the Saints ever had. I don't know. They do have a lot of depth. They really do. I mean, the fact that they were able to do what they did with the whole running back locker room being out for COVID protocol and still managed to run the ball like there was nothing wrong. You know, you got Taysom Hill, who was just unbelievable. They do have a deep team. They do. Is it the deepest team of all time? I don't know. I still think the best Saints team of all time was that 2012 team that didn't even win the Super Bowl. They got beat by the 49ers and freaking Alex Smith and what's-his-face, the tight end. They went back and forth. Jimmy Graham caught some touchdowns. Yeah, freaking Vernon Davis caught that pass over Roman Harper in the end zone. And
what killed us is right at the beginning of the game,
yes,
they headshotted Pierre Thomas
and knocked him out.
On the 2-yard line, and he was out cold.
And they didn't get a flag for it either, those fucking bastards.
No, nothing. And I knew that was over already. I said, oh, my God, they're not going to call that. It's over. It's finished already. It's like it just sucked all the life out of you. Because Pierre was such a huge thing on offense, you know?
I mean,
game and that, they just took that out.
At least a quarter of your game plan just goes in the trash can now because, I mean, they just a dirty fucking headshot like that.
He was the screen game, and we couldn't do it no more.
Bruh, I still think that was the best damn Saints team they've ever had was that year. And because of that fucking headshot, fucking ruined it.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the 49ers, man. I hate the Falcons more than anybody, but.
I remember being so disappointed. Like, I can't believe, bro.
Well, they won.
And even if they would have called the penalty, it wouldn't have changed nothing because he still was out, knocked out cold.
They won the Super Bowl.
But they would have gave us 1 yard on half the distance to the goal, a yard. Like, it wouldn't have changed nothing, but the fact that they knocked them out cold, it took away our game plan on offense.
Look, they won the Super Bowl. You know the next year they're going to have that medicine season. You just got to take your lick, and that's when they lost to Seattle, which was a 7-9 team. And you take your lick there. You know, you always have that Super Bowl hangover year. And then the next show, and then they did the bounty gate shit and stuff. But the Saints were still fucking trucking that year, man. That year was, damn, they were good. that was a lot of freaking disappointment.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling through just looking at some news stories here. Of other things going on, so much crazy shit, man. We most, I think for the most part, this will be the NFL wildcard weekend, talking about football and predictions. We probably won't go too much longer on this show, but to change topic, man, what's up, dude?
Just trying to settle into the life of no job.
No job.
No job, and I have cancer now. So
yeah, that's been a shock.
A whole life changing experience. Yeah, experience.
I think in good news, you're a young buck. You know, especially the type that you have. A lot of people your age don't really get diagnosed with that type of cancer at that age. So it's just different. It's different. You're able to go with the treatment will work much better. You're able to handle it better. You know, treatment's not going to kill you like it would for an 80-year-old, 75-year-old person. Like I said, my wife, one of her really good friends, has a sister who's had it for, I don't know how long. She's had it like her whole life almost, you know, and she's still going. She just takes a pill a day or I don't know whatever it is. You never know. And the medical technology and everything, the way that they're going, they've made a lot of advancements. It's at your age, man. It's a lot better being in your predicament.
Yeah, I won't be at work, and I'll just be on a disability check.
Well, you gotta stay healthy. You can't be around a ton of people and, you know, get sick because your body's got to fight this other shit. So, but it's gonna be totally different. I don't know what I would do.
I'd probably early retirement is what I'm calling it.
A little early retirement, ball.
I thought I was going to work till I'm 60 something. You know, my body be running to the ground. And I've been working 7 days a week for about 2 years.
Stocking shelves.
Yeah, and working McDonald's. So, and so many days I hurt with my feet on the cement. So it's kind of like, yeah, I got that type of cancer, but you could still live like 20 years or longer.
Well, yeah, at your age, you can roll with it. Mm-hmm.
But it qualifies for disability. And so I have to get on disability through my work, and then my lawyer could take it and get me on real disability. And that's almost like a guarantee right away acceptance for disability through the state because of what it is. And I'll have to be on treatment, you know. They'll have to test me here and there once it's in remission to make sure it doesn't come back like that. But it's not curable. It's just treatable.
Well, for now anyways, but I mean, they're going to continue to work on it. And as long, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're lucky that you're in your 30s when they find it, because they're still doing research on this stuff every day. You know, they can find this stuff and get that solved.
But I know how I caught it. I know how.
That old Zantac, huh? They pulled that shit off the shelves. Well, it was the active ingredient was something, it was with an R, right?
Ranitidine.
That's it.
It's I was on it the last 2 to 3 years up until the date they pull it off the shelf. And I got receipts and everything showing I already got what a lawyer bought.
Was it you had a prescription for it?
No. But you don't have to have I was buying it over
it was
the
over
counter,
the counter. Okay.
And I got the receipt showing I was buying it over the counter. So I have stuff going on with that and just trying to get paperwork done.
You think that has anything to do with your feet, or you think your feet pains just from working on your feet all day?
Oh, yeah. That's just, you know, my feet. We caught the cancer early.
That's how you got to do it.
Yeah, we caught it early, so now it's like I start chemotherapy this week coming up. So it was time to quit working. They were telling me, you know, once I'm on that, my immune system's going to be weak for a long time. So
you're going to start smoking some weed?
Oh, boy. with the virus going around?
Yeah.
Yeah. I could catch pneumonia, too, and die from it.
Yeah, so, it's going to make your immune system a whole lot weaker because it's going to be busy fighting that stuff. So you do have to chill out, not be around a bunch of people.
Yeah, and being at Walmart and McDonald's, you're exposed to a lot of people.
Some nasty people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you see some characters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bill Platt. That says it all. But I'll get adjusted. I'll get on my checks and start getting the income back coming in.
Well, man, you are the co-host of the Lon Yop Show. So I want to do this more now. That's at least something you can do now. We can look forward to having you on and do this show and talk about God knows whatever. Today, or tonight rather, we talked about the NFL playoffs. That's something that's going on. It's nice to not talk about politics for a change.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of outplayed. I'm just ready for football tomorrow. That's what I'm ready for.
It's going. It was weird.
The popcorn ready.
It was weird not having like Monday night football or any football throughout the week. That was very weird to me.
But the anticipation for this weekend. We got 6 games this weekend.
And then Monday is a national championship game, right?
For what?
The college football, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think Monday night, Alabama and whoever beat Clemson. Who beat Clemson?
I haven't even kept track of that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm about
look
to look
it up. Yeah, look it up because I'm not 100% certain, but I think so because I don't really follow college football like you or, you know, a lot of people follow it, but I'm pretty sure Alabama and whoever beat Clemson. And Alabama's probably going to win, I think.
So somebody beat them?
Yeah, somebody beat Clemson. Because that's why everybody thinks Alabama's going to win now, and it's just because they weren't expecting that team to beat Clemson. But they beat Clemson.
It's Ohio State versus Alabama.
Ohio State, yeah. And Ohio State was the team that nobody thought should have even been there, right?
Yeah.
That people were like, why did Ohio State make it? They only played, they didn't play enough games or something like that.
Yeah, but Alabama's going to beat the wax off of them.
That's what I'm hearing.
They're going to beat I've seen Ohio State play this year. I wasn't impressed. They just good because their quarterback can scramble out the pocket, but that ain't going to work against Alabama. They get the best picks on defense. I mean,
Nick Saban is going to have how many national championships now?
Oh, my gosh. A lot.
Yeah, that's what they call him down here.
Keep track of.
Nick Saban.
Yeah.
They all mad. All the LSU fans can't stand. They hate him because he came here. He's probably the best football coach LSU ever had. And then.
Oh, yeah.
He left, and then he went go dick around in Miami and realized the pro game wasn't for him. Then he went back to college and just started teabagging people at Alabama.
Yeah, but it's unreal what he's put together over there. Are you talking about have the best recruits come out of college? The only like unbelievable players that don't go is the ones that's like, you know what? Forget Nick Saban. I don't want to beat Nick Saban. so they pick some other school, or they just want to stay in their home state. Other than that, he gets all the best picks. If you're looking at your career, like, oh, I want to win a top, pretty much a guaranteed national championship and have high stock to go into the pros, where are you going to go? Alabama. You know you're going to be all over TV.
Yep.
I mean, if you're trying to make millions of dollars in the pros, you're going to go to Alabama.
What do you think about the current state of LSU and Coach Ogeron?
I don't even know. All I know is we won the national title last year, and we were one of the most dominant teams in college football. Pretty much no team had a chance against us, and I knew it would be bad the next year.
But it was bad. Yeah. Lord, it's been bad. And then people have been dropped. The recruits, well, number one, some of the players are jumping ship. They're leaving. And then you got some recruits that are like, I think from what I understand, they weren't going to commit to LSU, and now they're going somewhere else. Like, they're all just abandoning ship. They're jumping. They're leaving Coach O. He's out there having an affair with some blonde chick. Having a divorce. God. Oh, yeah. Like, you didn't see that? You didn't see that on it's all over the internet. He's, like, chilling with some, like, 20-year-old blonde chick in bed. She's doing a selfie with him. Like, I just slept with Coach O.
Oh, my God.
He just tagged this. you didn't see that?
Paid,
oh, yeah, boy.
Paid, I just got $60. I just left with a great-grandfather. Woohoo!
I just did my old face for Coach O. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, boy. He's out there with the women. He's divorced. His wife, they finish with. He's out on the prowl like an LSU Tiger.
That's why he talks like that.
Go Tigers.
I'm on the sidelines and I'm looking at the women instead of the game.
Bro, you're going to make me choke. He sounds just like him.
I'm over there and I'm trying to focus on the game. And I see this little cheerleader jumping up and down. Go Tigers!
I see them titans bouncing up and down. Go Tigers!
Everything's Go Tigers. I went to the bathroom. I went to get this. Go Tigers! I ate me a TV dinner. Go Tigers!
Oh, man. I thought he was a good coach. He actually spent some time with the New Orleans Saints organization, I think teaching offensive line for a few years. He was the offensive line coach or something like that. I really think he's a good coach. I honestly don't know about head coach. I think LSU had a lot of hype coming into that, and he happened to be the right place at the right time. I think it remains to be seen if he can keep that organization together and have a history of success rather than just being at the right place at the right time. I think he's a good coach. As a head coach, I'm not so sure. I guess it kind of remains to be seen, but it ain't Purdy right now.
Well, I think some of those coaches that people think of so good are not even that good, because you can just get lucky and have great players fall into your hands. And who wins the games? The players, not the coach.
Mm-hmm.
You can come up with a decent game plan, but the players have to play.
They got to execute.
Yeah. And some of those coaches just get blessed with all-around great talent. Some of them don't get good talent. So I don't care how good of a game plan you draw up, if the GM and them ain't getting no good players, I mean –
Oh, come on.
I know old boy for the Jets. He's out the door, though, old Gate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, try.
Adam Gate. Boy, it was unbelievable, okay, because for almost the entire season, they were absolutely putrid. I think putrid was the perfect word to sum up the Jets. It's not like the Falcons, okay? The Falcons lost a bunch of games. But they were in most of those games. Those were competitive, and they would lose at the end. But at least they were competitive throughout the football game. The Wets, the Wets, like I like to call them, just got throttled from the beginning to the end of the game every week over and over and over again until the last couple of weeks where they decided to win the games and get themselves out of the number one pick.
That's unbelievable.
They was guaranteed number one pick, and then they just started winning a couple of games, and you're done. No number one pick. That's why his ass got fired. That's why they fired him. He could have easily just tanked the last two games. No, he won them. Why are you winning, bruh? What are you doing?
That even the announcers are like, what are they doing?
You fucking 0-14. Why are you trying to win the game?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
There's no playoff. No playoff.
You ain't getting no bonuses. Nobody's getting bonuses for winning this. Y'all 0-14. Why are you trying to win, bro? Go get that number one pick. That's why his ass got fired. He's probably a decent coach, but I don't know.
Why y'all didn't play that hard all year? Got to wait till the last two games of the year to play hard?
Fuck it. We don't want that number one pick. That's too much pressure. We want number two. Yeah. Let the number one fuck up. Let them, the first team fuck up, so we don't have all that pressure.
It's no guarantee that the number one's going to be that good anyway.
Yeah, we don't want to spend all that money. Let's win some games.
Unbelievable.
They winning games because they don't want to spend the money on the number one pick. We'd like the number one pick. That shit's too expensive, though. Y'all go win because we can't afford that shit.
Yeah. They got the money. They ain't paying nobody good. They pocketed all the good money. They could be spending on good players.
Hilarious.
It's like at the end of the year, they knew the other team wasn't really trying because they already in the playoffs or whatever. Or the other team is out contention. So, there's no way we're going to leave this season with not one win. We're going to win. Like, we're going to try our hardest. We know they're not going to try that hard.
Yeah.
Because they're not playing for nothing. So, we're going to sneak out a couple of victories just so we not have a big goose egg on our record. But you don't get the number one draft pick either.
No, and the head coach gets fired. So, it was all for naught.
I know they wanted them out of there.
Man.
That dude look like a pedophile. He's probably raping the mascot.
Oh, God. That's some kind of other Tumblr sexuality that I don't even know.
Dude look like a vampire. Suck your blood when you sleep in a song.
Yeah.
He's so awkward, that dude.
The blood ain't the only thing he's sucking while he's sleeping.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about them toes. He likes to suck them toes. Yeah. Yeah. The phalanges.
He likes getting his mouth cut by ingrown toenail.
His tongue.
Getting that toe jam all up in your cut in your mouth.
That's toe cheese, they call that. That's dairy. That's in the dairy part of the food pyramid.
That's not no peanut butter.
Lord. Oh, shit.
You better go to bed. You better go to bed, boy.
Yeah, my wife's going to get mad. We could have did this a little bit earlier if Skype wouldn't have downloaded itself twice on my computer and installed itself. I have to go and delete that shit and get it back up and set up and ready to broadcast. But this has been cool. It's not the first. We've been doing this for a good while now. But the first of the more recent episode or more. We're going to do it a lot now. Shit. Trying to be. I'm searching for terms here. We're going to do this more often. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm glad I got to call in and get you on Skype, man. And we got to talk a little football, and we're going to do this again next week.
Yep. Y'all have a good one and good night.
Peace.
Peace.